I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Recently in East India, a congregation of believers was attacked by 50 anti-Christian extremists. The church members were beaten, including women and kids. One of the believers attacked was a church planting partner with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India. Mission India's Eric Morsehead says the police did nothing.
In fact, they said that the church planter himself, if he continues to lead people to Christ, they will beat him even worse than the extremists did.
However, the presence of persecution actually is an encouraging sign.
When the people are reacting, whether negatively or positively, to what is being shared by other believers, that means that Jesus is moving. The word of God is being proclaimed, and these believers are not afraid to proclaim the good news to their neighbors and friends.
Would you pray for believers in India to be bold in sharing their faith? And it's amazing to see the debate surrounding the concept of slacktivism. For those of you who don't know, slacktivism is exactly what it sounds like, slacker activism. You've seen this repeatedly on social media feeds. The question is, does it just add to the noise? Erin Carmen, social media specialist at Compassion International.
Slacktivism itself is mostly known because there's no action taken behind the words you're putting out on social media. So they're saying it's a negative thing to be a slacktivist, but it can be a positive thing.
So when we share every cause and issue that crosses our radar, we're not only spreading a sense of fear, but it can cause compassion fatigue. Carmen shares some tips on how to be effective in your cause. You can find these at missionnews.org. And start, she says, by taking a moment to pray before you post. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning for free. Just go to missionnews.org to sign up. I'm Ruth Kramer.